Wonder in reality, welcome. This is Jim. Thanks for listening. Still in Bogota. I'm going to try to keep the first part of this message less than 8 or 10 minutes. Then I'm going to the Eucharist service at the Catholic Church that's close to where we are staying. They say that's the... They said it's the most beautiful service, the people who work there. Millions of miracles every day around the world. In fact, billions of miracles are going on around the world every day. And yes, tens of thousands of tragedies, possibly even millions of tragedies. Yes, millions of tragedies as well. We live in a fallen world. But there's a lot more miracles than tragedies. And we could spend all our time just focused on these incredible miracles that are going on in our own personal life and around the world. It's mind-boggling how awesome God is. And Romans 1:20 says it. The heavens declare His glory. The heavens and the earth declare His glory. And man's without an excuse for not knowing Him. And this is in this theme that I've been talking about. Thousands of things going on around us. And we have thousands of options. But there's one option that is the highest and the best and the greatest. And what we were intended to do, to know and walk with and have a relationship with the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of Jesus Christ. Amen. It's almost like every message that I want to give, I want to just focus on Him. The most glorious, most beautiful, most wonderful being, person in the universe. The one we were intended to fellowship with forever. Amen. Forever. He says, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. Anyone who opens the door, I will come in to him and fellowship with him, and he with me." Famous verse, Revelation 3, I believe, or it's in Revelation. That's what the kingdom is, the presence of Jesus. It's actually fellowshipping with Him. It's only available in the fourth phase, but of walking with Him. But millions of miracles, and God is behind all of them. The greatest miracle that we can have this relationship with Him. And wherever you are in your walk with Jesus, or if you're not walking with Jesus, someone may be thinking, may be wondering, okay, well, how do I meet this one that you're saying is so beautiful and wonderful and incredible? That's between you and Him. If you've met Him, you know. You've met the one and only. You have the greatest thing, the greatest entity, the greatest thing in the universe, knowing Him. If you have not met Him, when you do, you'll know. You'll know without... I mean, you will meet the one and only. You will be forever changed. You won't want anything else. Everything else will just fade away. You'll realize that everything outside of Him is completely meaningless, completely dead. Even the things that we think are good and great and you know, even many of these miracles that I'm talking about, they are miracles. I mean, I'm talking about simple things. I'm talking about great things. You know, when someone has a child, you know, when a woman gives birth to a child, of course, that's a miracle. But I'm even talking about the simple things. The fact that every person on the earth can get all the water that they need every day. That's incredible. It's mind-boggling, the things that are going on around us. Again, as I was saying, we could spend all of our time just focused on these incredible miracles and miss the greatest miracle, which is knowing Him. Back to what I was saying, you'll realize everything outside of Him is meaningless and dead. That when you meet Him, it just, your whole life changes. Everything about you changes. And we go, He changes us radically and totally as we continue on with Him. And we go from glory to glory. One glorious revelation of Him to another. We go from faith to faith, from hope to hope, from love to love, from good to great to incredible, if we continue on with Him. And only a few do. Only a few even find Him and get into the first phase. When you find Him, you'll be filled with a sense of wonder, a sense of awe, a sense of gratefulness that He, you know, that you found the one and only. A sense of you will be convicted of sin. You know, when we really meet Him, we're convicted of sin, and we just naturally repent. We realize that our whole being before finding Him was sinful and fallen and corrupt and unholy and not worthy of even knowing Him. But yet He's so loving and gracious and giving. He wants to deliver us from that. And He delivers us. He does it. He does everything in us. You know, all of our efforts before we find the Holy Spirit, all of our efforts are futile, are meaningless, and don't accomplish anything. Even when we have everything lined up perfectly and we know the Bible in and out and we're righteous, we think we're righteous and we think we're doing the right thing, and it's all meaningless, because it's about knowing Him and having a relationship with Him. He does everything for us. When that's the life of faith. He delivers us. He sets us free. He fills us with His Holy Spirit Himself. He does everything. That's the revelation that we continue to get. And isn't that so encouraging, that it's not our works and it's not our our efforts, our works, our doing everything that our church, the Protestant or the Catholic Church, tells us to do. Oh, we got to do all these things. And then, maybe then. No. That's the key, is when we meet Him. He does all that for us, literally. Like, and we just, and again, every day we're learning and growing and realizing it's about just knowing Him and walking with Him. And we can rest in Him because He's going to do it in us. He's going to, all those things that Jesus commands us to do and teaches us to do, we can't do any of that on our own. But in the Holy Spirit, yes, we can do all these things. What's the famous verse? I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. What that the expanded version of that is, I can do all these things that He requires us through Jesus the Christ. Amen. That's what it means to walk by faith. You know, that's so important, faith. It's throughout the whole Bible. It's the whole, you know, Jesus' second most frequent topic, faith. And so it's faith is reliance and trust in him. But even more than faith, it's the kingdom. It's the presence of Jesus, knowing the Holy Spirit. So I'm at the 10-minute mark. I'm going to let you hear some of this service. Again, it's St. Teresa Church in Chapinero, Palermo, Bogota, Colombia. There are numerous cars. Well, there's 10 or 15 cars parked outside. People are slowly going in. And it's a cool night. It's about 60 degrees. And more to come.
creáis, vamos a pedir perdón. Ella conoce nuestro pecado, nuestro amor es mucho más grande. Simplemente le presentamos nuestro corazón, porque el que mucho amó, mucho se le perdona. Señor, ten misericordia de nosotros. Muéstranos, Señor, tu misericordia. Dios Todopoderoso tiene misericordia de nosotros, perdona nuestros pecados y nos lleva a la vida eterna. Amén.
Glory to God. Amen. I want to clarify some things. I've been talking some about the Catholic Church, the Protestant Church. In this service, just coming to this service, being here before the service, these are the people of God. These are people walking with Jesus Christ, doing their best. Amen. And I don't know them personally. And, you know, it's just one service. I've been to, you know, a few services at this church. But I'm just, beyond that, looking at the big picture. The Catholic and Protestant Church, glory to God. These are people, you know, I've been talking a lot about the pros and cons and the challenges. I've been talking about some dead religion, and there's a lot of that, but these are the people of God. Amen. Now they're singing a song in English. They're singing Glory, Glory, Hallelujah. Part of it's in English, part but is in Spanish. So, and the first song is said, "The heavens declare your glory." Then in another song, they said, you know, "Lord Jesus, I don't want to be the same. Give me your heart." So, why am I, if you've listened to other messages of mine, you may wonder, why am I talking about the Catholic and Protestant Church a lot? Well, I'm an evangelist. I want to win the lost, but also I want revival in the church. I want those who are in the what we call the body of Christ who have not, maybe they haven't found the Holy Spirit. When we have revival in the church, that's when things are really going to change in the world, and there's going to be true revival. You know, this walk with Jesus is a mystery, and, you know, only the Holy Spirit can get someone saved. Only Him. And it's the same thing in the body of Christ. The only way that we can walk with Him, the only way that we can have revival is through the Holy Spirit. So that's why, man, I want to, as I said earlier, it's like I feel like every message that I want to give, I want to focus on the Holy Spirit, Jesus Christ, they're one and the same. The glory of the Lord. The glory of the Master. His presence and His power are everywhere around us. And so how do we access it? Through a relationship with the Holy Spirit, where we, as we continue on with Him, we get this, the revelation of Him and how incredible and every other positive superlative you can think of, how glorious, how loving, how merciful, how gracious, and on and on and on. So He becomes so big, we want to become nothing. We naturally want to just get rid of this old nature so that we can experience Him. And He's the one who allows us and helps us and causes us to do that when we meet Him. Earlier in the message, I think that was important to go in, kind of discussing that when we meet Him, that's when we begin walking by faith. Naturally, we don't even try. We're dead. When we're dead, that's our old nature's dead. That's when the great things happen. A great man of God said, if we have to push it, it has to die. And what he's saying is, if we have to make it happen, if we have to work it up, if we're trying to do this, that has to die. When we meet Him, it will all naturally happen. It will naturally flow. It will be as easy as ABC 1, 2, 3, as easy as walking and breathing. So, one note about the service I was just at. Remember in the previous message, it was either in the previous one or the one before, I said, when we have worship, the people leading worship, they should be in the back or on the side. I think I said in the back, not up front, not performing, not no emphasis on people. At the service I was at, the three or four people playing the musical instruments, they were on the side and you couldn't see them. You had to go and look and try to, I was wondering, where's the music coming from? They were on the side, way in a corner. So that's fantastic. One other quick thing, a few minutes ago I said, this whole walk with Jesus is a mystery. One thing I was thinking of is, and it related to, preaching the gospel to the lost, and also preaching, the real gospel, the full gospel, to those who are saved. Someone once told me, a woman of God told me, and said, if somebody is not from a family with a history of previous generations knowing Jesus Christ, it's harder for them, for that individual, to be saved. And that's, I believe it's true. Famous verse, famous truth, when we read in the Bible the Lord God, merciful and gracious, long-suffering, abounding in goodness and truth, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin, but by no means clearing the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers to the children and the children's children to the third and fourth generation. And a man of God said, well, he's so merciful that he doesn't continue it on forever. He stops it at the fourth generation. You know, how he's merciful. You know, a generation is not following him and rejects him. Well, it's to the third and fourth generation that those iniquities are passed down, but not further. But what that brings up is that whole truth that it's harder for those people to be saved. If someone comes from has a genealogy in the last three or four generations of people who know Jesus Christ, they are fortunate. They it's easier for them to get saved. And so, you know, I want everyone to find the Holy Spirit, the full gospel. Amen. And to when they and then they become, you know, on fire for God, and they have found the answer and the truth and the glory of the Lord. And in a sense, it's harder to get those who are completely lost saved, potentially. I'm not definitive on this. Again, it's a mystery. The Holy Spirit can do anything. I mean, when we have the Holy Spirit, anything is possible. Jesus said that again and again. All things are possible for those who believe and rely and trust on Him. Amen. So I just wanted to bring this up as, you know, in a sense, those who are in the body of Christ, they've found Jesus Christ. Maybe they haven't gone deeper, and maybe they need to find that full gospel. And that's why in many of my messages, I bring up this whole dead religion thing. It's just awful. And there's so many negatives. I don't want to focus on the negatives. I want this to be a positive, uplifting message. But we do need balance, and, you know, looking at both sides. As I said at the beginning, millions of miracles, millions of tragedies. Both should cause us to come, go to God, to go to Jesus Christ. Millions of miracles going on. Amen. And the greatest miracle of all, that we can know the one and only Jesus the Christ. That we can move into this glorious realm where every day we now have this sense of wonder and awe and gratefulness and, you know, a passion for Him. We all are searching for all something higher and something greater. We all want that. All of us, everyone wants to move up and forward and higher and go deeper. And it's just that people are looking in all the wrong, trying to do that in all the wrong ways. It's tragedy. It's absolute tragedy, and that 70% of the world is unsaved. Period. Completely unsaved. So I encourage you. If you are a follower of Jesus, you have the Holy Spirit. Continue on with Him, and you could be one of the few, the elite, who get into the third and fourth phases of walking with Him, who get into the second. Even if you just get into the second, you're in the top 1% or less of the whole, all the people on the earth. Glory to God.